Hello, everyone, and welcome to Rob Has a Podcast. We are here live after the eviction episode of Big Brother Canada 6. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is the wonderful Peely. How you doing, Peely?
Hello, I'm very well, thank you.
Yes,
thanks for having me.
Very, very happy to have Peely here with us. And also with me today, Melissa. How you doing, Melissa?
Well, I'm very, very, very nervous because I'm very nervous that Kayla's going to follow in the footsteps of all of my previous draft picks that end up going out in fourth place. And I'm really hoping that is not the case because I do not want her to be a robbed goddess. I want her to be a winner.
Well, one of the questions I do think was, is Melissa going to get Kayla evicted?
I am, and I'm going to be so sorry to everybody. I really am so sorry. Like, I've done this to all of you. I've cursed you.
Yes. Well, we have the chat room open on robiswebsite.com, and you can send questions into me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaryn. Let's talk about this episode, though. We see Maddie leave the house this week. She really got a big edit here in her final moments, talking about how proud she was to be there. She had a big speech at the end. Did you like this the Maddie that we're seeing now, Melissa?
I mean, yeah, but I feel like we've been seeing her this way the whole time, according to the edit. And I just felt like I wish that she had actually done something in the house. It's really unfortunate because she is seemingly a really nice girl, and she loves this show, and I mean, we can't say enough about that, but like, she didn't do anything, and that's what we saw. And it's really unfortunate that she's like, I mean, at least she seems to recognize it because she says when she exited, you know, that you really lose yourself in the house, but at the same time, like, how do you not even try at all? Like, how do you not do anything to keep yourself in the house? Like, I understand like loyalty or whatever, but the Maddie that came into the house was like, I'm going to do whatever it takes. I mean, her intro package had her stabbing a voodoo doll. So like, you know, you'd think that she would try and do something to stay in the house, especially if she cares that much about the game. I mean, it's hard to say because she says that like the relationships that you build in the house, it's so hard to just like go against them. But I was just so disappointed in Maddie's game, just so disappointed. And not only that, recently on the feeds, she's been saying that she would not vote for Kayla and that she does not want Kayla to win. And then Kayla spills her game to Maddie in an attempt to get a jury vote. And Maddie then is like, I guess she kind of admits that Kayla's played the game that Maddie wanted to play. But even so, she still won't vote for her. She still says she doesn't want to vote for her. She still tries to spill her game to Paris and Will. It's like, I really hope she changes her mind in the jury house and actually votes for who is the best player rather than these like petty, like, I'm not going to vote for Kayla because I'm just not.
Yeah. Peely, how do you feel about Maddie? Did you like Maddie here at the end?
Well, like Melissa said, she's been like the same character the whole season. Like, she's playing a very emotional, not emotional game, but she's like, there's been a lot of tears. She did put in a little bit of a fight at the end, but like she said on the episode, all she had left was her word, right? Because she couldn't win a comp to save her life or to prove people or to give people her word or anything. So all she had was her word. And she talked to Will, she talked to Derek, Kayla, there was no much left for her. Like, it was pretty obvious that she was obviously the target and she was going home, and she knew she was going home. So she couldn't do a whole lot more.
Yeah, I do feel like we saw a side of Maddie tonight that maybe had been previously undiscovered, I think, unexplored. We saw her have her soliloquy in the snow at the start of the season. And I feel like we got a little bit of that back here. And she also, I feel like, has started to have some of the self-awareness realization, like, you know, if this does work, I I would probably be one of the more mediocre winners ever, which I think is at least some step up from where she had been previously. So I felt bad for Maddie here on her way out. You know, I was happy to see that she came out to applause, and she seemed very touched by that. I hope that she enjoyed her experience on the show.
Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I was just gonna say, like, no, I totally agree. Like, I did feel really bad for her. And I did feel like I liked that there was a little bit more self-awareness. And I really do think, though, that she's going to look back at her time in the house and really have a lot of regrets. I think she's really going to regret the way she played the game. And, you know, that's going to be sad.
I actually agree with you 100%. And but the way she left, she was super classy. She was a super fan. Like, she got to live her dream for 5 years, which is crazy. She fought. She didn't go out without a fight. I mean, there was no much else she could have done, right? Because she couldn't win. So, she was super classy. She understood. She was happy. Yeah, but yes, I feel like there's inside she was very frustrated that she just couldn't win a competition, right? She didn't get H2H. She just didn't get to do those Big Brother things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we also didn't see, she was thinking about, or she had mentioned that she had a plan to maybe call out Kayla on her way out of the house, like, oh, Kayla's controlling Derek. Try to get Derek to cut Kayla. Didn't end up doing that. That was sad. You know, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I would not expect her to actually do that.
She kept it classy.
She's a lot of talk.
Yeah, and I've got to say, like, this episode just, it felt like me when I've got a live feed update and I'm like, let's make this at least a half hour, but really I have 5 minutes of material. And it's like they were just really, really stretching out everything that they could, to the point where they were like lingering on Maddie leaving the stage, like high-fiving people and like just continuing to linger. It seemed like this was an episode full of what should have been filler, but was instead just like blank space almost.
Like, I wonder if they do this on purposely to not show the HOH. Like, is that the reason?
They do. I think that's what it was. That's what I was going to say. I think that they just tried as hard as they possibly could to not show us the HOH.
Yeah, which I still don't understand. It works in the U.S. They have a drop in viewership on every Thursday night episode. Maybe that's why. But I would assume that that's part of the reason why there's a drop in ratings on the Thursday night episode. So, you know, it's like, I just don't get it. The spoilers are out there for anyone that wants to know who won HOH. So it gives you no reason to not look at the spoilers. It does not pay off anything. Like, it's not really much of a cliffhanger either, because it's what you expect every single week. So like, the cliffhanger every week is, oh, whoa, this person won HOH. What are they going to do?
What's going to happen? Yeah.
Have we ever seen a winner, like an HOH winner on that Thursday, like on the show?
Not this season, I don't think.
I don't think this season, but we have before.
We have, yes.
Yeah, I think they stopped doing that on like season four. If I'm like a rough estimate, I feel like that's when they stopped showing the HOH winners. And then they just decided, because it used to be like, you know, every single week it would be like, oh, wait, no, we're not seeing the HOH winner. Oh, I just avoided spoilers for nothing. And then the next week it'd be like the same thing. They're like, wow, when are they going to stop this? And then eventually that was always the way.
Silly production.
That's the moral of the podcast.
Seriously.
Yeah. So let's recap the episode. We'll start from the top here. We start with Paris and Maddie. They're sad about being nominated and they have to go against each other here, which is obviously a stark contrast to the previous episodes where Paris is relentlessly berating Maddie for quote unquote betraying her, which, man, it's like always brutal to watch. I mean, that must have been hard to watch for you too, Peely, right?
Yes, but it's like how upset Paris was. Like, she's also thrown her under the bus, and like, it's like, you're playing Final Five. You're not final 10. Like, you're at the end of the game. You have to. Like, oh, it made me so mad. And how, I don't know if we're there yet, but how rude was Will to Maddie. Like, mm-hmm. It's Big Brother. It's Final 5. You have to. You just have to. You're on the block together. What the heck do you expect?
Yeah.
And the problem was is that when they were saying that stuff to Maddie, the thing that Maddie should have said back to them was, it's Final 5, guys. It's really, like, I, as much as I'd love to stay together, yeah. You know they're not going to put each other on the block. I have to find a way to save myself. Like, you guys understand this. It's the game. But instead, she just, like, bowed down to them and was like, oh, yeah, I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I'm a horrible person. I'm the worst. I'm so sorry. And it's just, it was really sad to watch.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. They then started this segment of like Paris and Maddie campaigning, and that's going to be most of the episode, even though it ultimately never mattered this week. Kayla and Derek had made up their minds before the nominations had even gone through. So all of this campaigning is for naught, but we're going to go through the motions because they have no other footage to show anyway. But what one thing I liked about it was Maddie explaining in very, very fine detail, like, so on day 55, Paris came in second to this person in a competition because Johnny made a deal with her. And then on day 3, she also made a deal with Johnny on this competition. And that's why I'm worse at competitions than Paris. It's like, you are proving exactly why they're taking you out with that encyclopedic knowledge.
Yeah, like, they're worried for you for the, like, knowledge competitions, the mental comps, not the physical comps. So that's exactly why they were trying to take her out. She really just proved their point.
Yes, I think Kevin just lost a big hand.
Yeah, sorry, can you hear it?
Yeah.
Should I move?
maybe we could maybe move if Kevin's gonna keep losing big hands.
I know, I was like, I just keep hearing Kevin.
I'm sorry, guys.
If you have a better spot, feel free. Otherwise, we're good. So yeah, I just thought that was funny. And like, even when Maddie is like talking to Derek, she's just like, and you know, according to my calculations, Paris is this much better than me in competitions. It's like, this is not going to work. This is not going to work well for you.
Because it's not your best strategy.
Yeah. Paris is, we get the little segment about Paris getting really mad at Will when he calls her a grouch. And she's like, he's a wimp. Yes. Go ahead, Pili. He's a wimp. He's a loser. I can't wait till he goes home and sees this later. I think that's one of the first times I've ever seen somebody say they can't wait for somebody to get out of the house so that they can see them trashing them behind their back. Melissa.
Yeah. I feel like that is the first time I've ever see that. I feel like you don't want them to see that stuff. Like, normally you're like talking to the cameras because that's like your venting point, not so that you can get it on the episode so that somebody can see it. And normally they don't put stuff like that on the episodes, like where someone's just like sitting there trashing someone, just talking to the cameras. Like, I feel like I don't see that very often. So I guess it was an interesting segment. But
as I mentioned, I think they were really pulling for anything here on this episode.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It was such a dull episode.
It was, and you could tell that, yeah, like you were saying, they were just dragging it so we wouldn't see the HOH, because like, even with the jury segment with Ryan, like, there was a lot of things that cut it, like, it's not necessary.
I know, like, even the jury segment, I love the jury segment, but it was like, do we really need to see like Ryan painting, Ryan ordering delivery and eating food, and Ryan bouncing on a trampoline?
Like, that at least had a purpose. It was an ad, right?
Yeah, because like, the rest of it was so much filler. It was like, let's see him jump up and down a trampoline. Let's see him enjoy his painting. Let's do a close up on the colored pencils. Like,
I wanted him track down Skip the Dishes. Like, yeah. Who cares?
I wanted a little more slow on Ryan jumping up and down on the trampoline like happily.
They should have had him like talking about his game, just like jumping in slow motion.
You know, Big Brother, I often say, is like jumping on a trampoline.
Big Brother is just like jumping on a trampoline. You have your ups, you have your downs. That would have been like every single part of that segment is him just describing why Big Brother is like ordering Skip the Dishes, or why it's like picking out your favorite colored pencil. Mm-hmm.
When another player jumps at the same time, then you go much higher. You're in danger of falling off.
Hey, it works. Oh my God. We're geniuses.
Oh, what a silly episode. I know. Like, I kept looking at the time and I'm like, it's only 6:20 and nothing's happened.
Yep. Then it was like after the eviction, it was like, it was 8:40 Eastern. And it was like, wow, maybe we'll actually see the HOH competition. Yeah. We're going to check in with the East Coast families. All right, never mind. Mm-hmm.
I know. I ended up looking at the clock and it was at the 57 and they were like just starting the HOH competition. And I was like, okay, this is not a good sign.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
So bad. Like, you already know you can just turn it off at that point because you know you're not going to figure anything
exactly.
out.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the 10-minute recap, so you can miss the whole season and then watch finale and you know exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or just listen to every single morning update. That
there
also
you
works.
Go. Yeah. There you go.
Perfect.
So yes, we have Paris. For the record, Will, I hate you, and I can't wait for you to see this later. And then we get, I think, the one of the good segments on this episode. I think we had, if you count Maddie, maybe three good segments. We had Kayla and Derek, and how Kayla really likes Derek, and Derek continues to say, like, I would basically never talk to you again if you cut me. Meanwhile, Kayla is in the diary room like, I need to cut him, I feel so bad. This is pure like emotional drama. Like, this is what Big Brother is all about, this struggle between like, can I cut him, should I cut him, I have to cut him, I don't want to cut him. It's great stuff.
The thing is that in that case, obviously we know that Kayla would still win against Derek. It would be a closer vote, obviously, but she would still mm-hmm. take it. But she doesn't know slash mm-hmm. think that, right? Because of the way the jury people left and like how she stands with them and like her, so she thinks her social game sucked, which I don't think it was that terrible. I mean, it was a great, but so in her mind, she's just thinking, oh my gosh, if I take Derek, I'm going to lose. I'm handing him $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So like, but I think she's obviously fine. But Derek, on the other hand, you can't say I'm not going to talk to you ever again if you don't take me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how Derek, I mean, Derek is not a fan of the show, right? And like, to him, and he said this, like, this is real life.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is also that, and we are speculating here. I never want to make, I never want people to genuinely think that I am going to doubt somebody's relationship in the house, but like, it does seem like he is less invested in this relationship than Kayla is. And for that reason, I think that's why he's more likely to be upset if she was the one to cut him, because like, well, I was not even as interested in this relationship as you are, and you cut me, like, and then we're done. Like, there's nothing else here, right? Whereas if you are very invested, like, you're willing, I think, a little more willing to be like, it's a game, I get it, I still care a lot about you, we'll still hang out afterward. But yeah, I mean, Derek would genuinely be very upset, I think, and I don't know if he would vote for her. I don't know if that would happen, Melissa.
Oh, yeah, I could definitely see him not voting for her if she cuts him. So I really think that, I mean, if we knew that Derek was going to, you know, just view it as a game and still vote for her at the end, like, I don't think it would be that bad of a move for her to cut him. And normally I would recommend cutting the person who you were closest to and dragging along like a Will type to go with you to the finale. But in this particular situation, I don't know if it's in her best interest to cut Derek. I kind of think that she should go with him, and if she doesn't, then I mean, at least she loses Derek's vote, which like, that should be the vote she can count on. So I really think that it might be in her best interest to take him along with her at this point.
Yeah, especially you know, we'll talk about the jury segment a little bit later, but we know even from the exit interviews that that Johnny, Olivia, and Allie are all on board to vote for Kayla over Derek. I think personally, once Maddie gets to the jury house, as much as she's talked about not wanting Kayla to win, I think that if those three, Johnny, Liv, and Allie, are like, girl, though, seriously, Kayla's great. Mm-hmm. I think Maddie is the kind of person, especially being a big fan of the show, that would be like, okay, maybe I need to think about this twice and think about potentially respecting her game. I don't think Maddie's definitely a lock against Kayla at this point.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that her and Will would be able to be influenced, I think. I'm not sure about Paris, if she'd be able to be influenced by the jury, but I do think that if Will and Maddie are in the jury, I could see them being influenced by them and being convinced that, it's about the game. You've got to vote for Kayla. We all are in agreement that Kayla played the best game. I could see them voting for her. Paris, I don't know, and I feel like Paris could actually be pretty persuasive going to the jury against Kayla. Which concerns me because, you know, I feel like she could convince people like Maddie or Will, or even more people, who knows, probably Ryan. You know, Ryan would be like, well, if you guys are saying we don't want to vote for her, like, then I'm definitely not going to vote for her because I didn't want to vote for her anyway. I would be very concerned for Kayla if Paris is in the jury and is able to influence them.
Yeah, it's a hard thing. I'm experiencing a lot of cognitive dissonance here because I want to see that moment. That would be such incredible drama for Kayla to cut Derek. Derek, who knows how he reacts in that moment, but it would be incredibly dramatic. It would be an iconic moment of the series. But if that happens, we may end up with neither of the best two players left in the game winning.
It's one of those situations where it's like, do you want to watch a good game or do you want a good winner or whatever that like classic question is.
Do you
want to
have watched good TV or yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, okay, like we're going to have to remember the rest of the season as having either a Will or a Paris win in that situation, which like, I don't know if I want that at all.
And imagine being Kayla, having just cut Derek and he's like, I'm never going to speak to you again. And then you lose to Will or Paris.
Because you cut him.
Oh my God.
Like Derek is the one vote. And you're just like, I should have just kept him. And now Derek's not talking to you. And now people are like, wow, she's so mean. That would just not be good. But I can see where she's like Peely was saying, I can see where in her mind she's thinking that might be her best move, because typically that is the best move. That like, it's typically the best move to cut the person, because normally they like you enough and they respect the game enough. They know the situation enough that they would still vote for you because they want the best winner to win. And they recognize that person had to cut you. But I don't see Derek thinking that way.
He's not thinking it that way. He, like you guys said, he sees it as like real life for him. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, definitely.
I would give him a couple weeks maybe to like decompress and everything, and maybe he'd talk to her. But I feel like it's something that it would always be in the back of his mind. Like, you have been caught me. Like, what are you? You know? Like,
yeah, and he doesn't have a couple weeks to decompress before he votes for her. So he's going to be like, yeah, you're not getting a vote. No way. Are you kidding me? That would not be good.
People are very hard on Cody for taking Derek to the end. They say that's one of the worst possible moves in Big Brother history, mm-hmm. because you could take one person, you win, you take the other person, you lose. Kayla will essentially be doing the same thing, only instead of doing something nice out of friendship, she's cutting her show ends for it. Well, like the worst possible experience.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, all season everyone said, like the stronger players, they've said that they would hate to give a week or a floater at $20,000. Like, they do not want that. So if they honestly want to own up to it, then Kayla has to take Derek.
Mm-hmm.
But that it always happens, because at the end of the day, when it comes down to it, obviously it's the best option. Like, what is going to win you the grand prize? Taking the floater in that case. Like, they kept saying it all season, but mm-hmm. it's gonna come down to it, you know? And I feel like, yes, Derek has been like, I'm not gonna talk to you, and like all these things, and she's like debating. But I think if it comes to it, and if it comes down to it, and if she has a choice, she's going to do it. Just like Jonetta. It's the perfect example.
Yeah, that's why I feel like it's either in her best interest to have Derek, have someone else cut Derek before the final two, or to have Derek take her. I mean, that's just, you know, because then she doesn't have to make that choice.
Yeah, and that's what I was telling Taryn earlier today, that like it's going to come down to the veto. Oh, I don't want to, I'm not spoiling, sorry.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
I caught myself.
Regardless of what happens, it's definitely coming down to the veto. So we then get more of Maddie being sad. She's proud to be there. People told her she couldn't do this, that she wasn't pretty enough, that she wasn't exciting enough, that she wasn't interesting enough. But she is there, and she proved them all wrong. And I'm with you, Maddie. You you know, the game was so-so, but your personality, I think, was you know, it was good. I liked Maddie.
She did get there. Like, I think it is really an accomplishment to actually get to play the game, especially for someone who's been wanting to do it for so long. And to be honest, like, her game wasn't horrible. Like, there have been many players before her that have had horrible games. She didn't have an impressive game, but she's in the final five. We can't sit there and say that she didn't play a decent game to get her to that position. She got herself to the final five, and that's an accomplishment in and of itself. Did she play a good game? Did she play a game that people are going to remember? No, but she got to play, and I think that's really great.
And also, I agree with that 100%, but you also can't go in the house thinking or doing things, oh, is Canada going to like me for this? Is Canada going to hate me for this? You mm-hmm. can't have that in mind, because you would drive yourself crazy. Like, you wouldn't be yourself. You mm-hmm. couldn't play the game like that. And I think she was really concerned about what Canada thinks of me. She said it today. Mm-hmm. She's a super fan, and she knows there's life is, and she knows there's Twitter and people talk and whatever. And so she's really, really, I think one of her main concerns coming out of the house is going to be, what was I like? What did Kenneth think of me? Mm-hmm. And honestly, she played her game. She made it final five. She did a great job. So who cares?
Yeah.
Yes.
And honestly, like, I don't think anybody's going to say Maddie's a bad person or I hate Maddie or anything like that, because she really didn't do anything that would make you hate her or think she's a bad person or anything like that. It's just more that people had such high expectations for her coming into the game that they were disappointed with her performance. But people don't hate her as a person. There's a lot of hate in the Big Brother community, and I don't think that Maddie deserves any hate at all, like, besides, oh man, I wish you had actually played, you know.
Yeah, but there's also like, people need to be able to separate a person as a person and a person as a player, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there's two different sides of it. So she was mm-hmm. she's mm-hmm. a great person. She probably didn't play the game that people expected her to or assumed she would, or maybe that she expected herself, but mm-hmm. she's a lovely person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
Yes. All right. So we love you, Maddie. I hope you come out of that house. I'm sure there's going to be plenty of criticism of the game, but we're giving you some comfort here, I hope. All right. So we also had Maddie campaigning to Will. She says that this is like all she has, right? Is she can talk. But I felt like her approach to Will here was not the correct one, right? Because she's trying to use logic on Will, saying that this is the way that's this
and it
is the
goes
thing
right
that,
through.
Yeah, exactly. Like, this is the thing that makes the most sense for you, Will. But Will doesn't care about logic. She was correct that Will is like, he only cares about being safe and feeling safe. But the key word there is feeling safe. And so, like, no amount of logic is going to make Will feel safe. You need to, get to his emotions, his feelings. Like, you need to approach him with that sort of thing. And, you know, not that there was necessarily anything that she could have done, not that it would even have made a difference if Will had changed his vote. But, I mean, Johnny knew the keys to Will's brain and heart. And now Paris has them, and, Maddie could not break through there.
Yeah. Will's, no way.
Yeah. Will's game has been very, very interesting. I'm still yet to understand it. And it's like near the end. Like, I just don't get what he's doing, but he's a lovely person. But yeah, like, for Maddie to get through his brain, through his head, yeah, that was the wrong way to approach him. And I also believe that he obviously does what he's told to,
mm-hmm.
like 99% of the game. A great example was keeping Kayla. As soon as was it Paris that said, "I'm keeping Kayla," he said, "Okay, I'm doing what you're doing." Like, he's not playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when he does play the game, he makes moves that make absolutely no sense for his game. So he's all like, "I have to step down off this veto." It's like, no, you don't. That's the worst decision you've ever made. Like, why are you doing this? And he's like, you know, like, "I had to guarantee myself Final Four." It's like, yeah, if you had won the veto, you would have guaranteed yourself Final Four. What are you doing?
I have no comment in that one. Like,
it's just so stupid. And I feel like, yeah, everybody knows it. And honestly, if Maddie and Paris should have spoke up and they should have said, "What are you doing? Don't get down. You need to win this veto to save the three of us." Like, they don't need to. And then don't say, like, "There's sorry no for saying anymore. Something.
No.
They're like, Maddie's like, "Sorry for saying something." It's like, don't apologize. You guys need to say something. I'm shocked that Paris sat there silent. Like, that was their one chance to stay, the three of them. And they just.
It's Final Five. There's no more hiding alliances. It's very, the line is clearly drawn. There's no more hiding. He was the only shot they had to save the trio, mm-hmm. and he blew it. And they both remained quiet. And yeah, like, Maddie still apologizes to Derek. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Derek's like, "Don't apologize to me." Yeah, of course.
Yeah, don't apologize. That's what you need to be doing. You need to be doing more of that.
They really needed to go full Omarosa during that veto competition. Like,
seriously.
Oh, excuse me.
Don't make any deals. That's seriously like the strategy.
Omarosa should have been there.
It was great when Omarosa would do that.
Mm.
Yeah.
So then we get into, I feel like, the best segment of the night. We check in with the triple of victims.
Yeah, that was very nice. Very clever.
Very taken off guard with that one.
I know, so was I. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
it's a pun on triple eviction, triple eviction victims,
triple evictees.
That's a good promo for the Taran Show episode this week with Peely, where we talked about the language barrier sometimes and how that's different.
Are you making fun of me, Taran?
No, that would, like, I can understand how evictims. I had trouble understanding it when I heard it.
That's funny.
So we check in with the triple of victims. Ryan's on his trampoline. He's doing the
that trampoline, the classic Big Brother trampoline we all know and love.
I bet you he got on there just for the sake of shooting.
Yeah.
They probably were like, paint this. Why don't you hop up and down on this trampoline? Why don't you do this? Someone trying to get some color footage.
I will say, whatever he's doing in that jury house, he did have a huge spread in front of him with the skip the dishes, but maybe the trampoline stuff is burning some calories because Ryan is looking pretty good.
He looks great. Yeah. He lost a lot of weight. Yeah.
He did. And it seems like he's keeping it off, especially like in the photos and in the videos that they've released from the jury house. I really feel like Ryan's looking really good. I'm very proud of him.
Good job, Ryan.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
So
except for the huge order that he ordered from skip the dishes.
Yeah. Seriously. They probably were just like, "Order whatever you want." He's like, "Oh, whatever I want." Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if I was the first person in the jury, I would have a similar order from Skip the Dishes, I will say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No judgment there.
Yes. We then get Allie heading into the jury house. There was a subtle side story to this jury segment that I really enjoyed, which was Allie in the confessional or whatever, saying, I started the flip on Ryan and now I have to talk to him about, like, I was the reason that Ryan went home over Johnny. And then later Johnny comes in and Allie is like, "Oh, but I saved you." And Johnny's like, "Whoa, no, you did not save me. I tricked you into saving." And then it cut.
That was great. Like, Johnny. And then Johnny was like, "Why don't you, Olivia, tell Allie
You
were up on the block." It was like, he was getting everyone to like spill their secrets. It was great. I hope he keeps doing that.
I wish there was live feeds on the jury. Oh my
God, that'd be so great. I would totally pay for that.
Me too.
I mean, Liv and Johnny together are just wonderful. Liv on the way into the house is like, okay, you have to pretend it was a double. And so then Johnny goes in and he's like, oh, it was a double eviction. We were so sure it was going to be a triple. And Allie is disappointed to see Johnny, then very angry to see Olivia as she goes into the jury house. I just like this this segment. It's great seeing all these guys. I love every single one of them.
I always love the jury segments because they always talk about the game. And now that there's no repercussions because they're no longer in the house, they can just freely say whatever really happened and all the dirt gets revealed. And everyone's like, I just love it. I think it's so great. And also, like, I feel like people are, well, besides the Big Brother segment with Devon and Polly and all that, like, besides that, I feel like a lot of the times, like, they are getting along, or maybe I'm just making that up because now I'm going back and I'm thinking like about last season with like Cindy and Netta. And then I'm thinking on when they were all fighting about Paul, it was like Raven and Matt. Never mind. No one likes each other ever.
No, I feel like, sorry to interrupt.
No, you go ahead.
I feel like, yes, like at the beginning, people like are still salty. They're still bitter. You know, there's a lot of emotions going and people sometimes not purposely are still playing the game. Like even in my jury, I still hated Bruno. Like he was still playing the game in my eyes. I was like, stop, like keeping things, like we're done. But it dies down eventually. Like give it like a couple days and you know, you need to talk it out. And people do hate each other at the very beginning, I find, but eventually it comes to the point that you realize it was just a game. We still have to vote for someone. Let's play for a game, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, and you
Bruno
know,
was just telling the truth. That's all he was doing.
Oh God.
What's that?
Godfrey.
You know what I also really liked? I really like the fact that especially Johnny, but also like the rest of the jury are like, we want to take this seriously and we want to pick a good winner. We want to make sure that the winner deserves it. And we're not a bitter jury. We're going to really like do a good job on this and really analyze it. And I love that because, you know, we've been plagued with these bitter juries and I'm hopeful that Johnny can really take control of the jury and keep it very, you know, analytical and rather than go into emotions and stuff, I hope that they just keep it about the game. And I'm nervous that when the next few jurors come in, they might try and switch it around and bring back emotion. So I really hope that Johnny can stay basically as the jury foreman, which he seems to be.
Yeah, he definitely seemed to take that role pretty. He was. I'm going to call some house meetings, some jury house meetings. He's immediately, as you mentioned, exposing information. Like, let's get it all out there. Liv, why did I put Allie on the block?
That's so great.
Yes. So a great jury here. I hope that they choose a good winner for us. But of course, I mean, you know, Ryan. Still very clearly angry at Kayla and Derek, but obviously more so Kayla. He's angrily saying Dayla's about to steamroll. He's not happy about it. So we'll just have to wait and see.
But you know what? I do agree with what we were saying on the roundtable, which was that it's possible that Ryan's purposely, you know, keeping up this I hate Kayla, I'm very mad at Kayla, she's awful thing, so that way he can look like the bigger man and be like, I'm going to pick who I think played the best game, even though I'm very hurt by this person, or whatever he's going to say, and say like, I care about the game, this is for the game, and this person played the best game, and then vote for Kayla or something. Like, I feel like that could be what Ryan's doing to build up a story.
I couldn't agree more, especially he knows a game like the back of his hand and he's a super fan. Like they all, most of them are. I think so too. I think he's just playing it up. Like he hates Kayla. That's his, like, that was his role from the beginning, how much they hated each other. But at the end of the day, if she isn't in that final two, I think he honestly would vote for her. It's almost like Aika voting for Kevin to win.
Yeah.
Not the same, but you know.
I certainly had no woman in my heart for Kevin.
Totally not the same thing, I know, but like,
no, it's genuine.
A hateful person toward, like, someone who holds so much hate for you, like towards you, and they end up voting for you because they just care about the game. They they are able to put aside a personal level and a game level.
Yeah, so we do have a question from Stacked, who wants to know from Peely, what did you see in the jury? Did you see any footage from the house, or did you just have to go off of what people told you?
Oh, yeah, you totally just go off what people tell you. I'm not sure if it's just in the States or in the Canadian one, too. We didn't have footage. I know the U.S. version does. Canadian one doesn't, I don't think.
So I actually I went ahead and asked a few of the players that I knew. Apparently, in Big Brother Canada 3, as you're saying, they were shown nothing. However, in Big Brother Canada 5, they did actually see some footage. So they changed their policy somewhere along the line. But it wasn't a lot of footage. It was some of the veto, some of the ceremonies, but not everything. So it's basically up to the producer's discretion how much they see.
It gets really tricky because, like, in the seasons that we don't get, like, for example, season 3, we didn't get any footage. Then if I came from the house into the jury and I chose to not tell complete truth, then the jurors were voting based on my information, or like every information that they can get from every person from every evictee, right? So I'm telling you, jurors are sometimes still playing the game.
Yeah, and they really need to watch what Will did in that veto. That's all they really need to see.
I mean, I'm sure they'll say it too, though. I mean, I'm sure that they'll be like, oh, that, like, when Maddie goes into the jury house, I'm sure that someone will ask her, like, oh, that's unfortunate that you guys could have gotten Derek out this week or something. And then she would say, well, we could have, but Will decided to give up.
Let's take a quick break to talk about Skip the Dishes. We've been talking about it. It was on the episode. Ryan had a big order of Skip the Dishes. So Skip the Dishes is Canada's largest food delivery network that connects hungry customers with restaurants that don't typically do delivery through their GPS tracking system. Skip the Dishes gives people the opportunity to focus on what's important to them by having food delivered straight to their door. It saves them a ton of time with an easy-to-use app that makes the process simple and stress-free. No more awkward phone ordering call or asking a million questions about the menu. They have the largest selection of restaurants with over 10,000 options across Canada. Partnerships with hundreds of brands, including Wendy's, Freshie, and Earl's. Free delivery available from thousands of restaurants. And they have a live GPS tracking that gives you the ability to have full transparency throughout the delivery process. You can see exactly where your courier is as they complete your order. And I mean, really, like, did you see the feast in front of Ryan at that jury? It made me hungry. And you can have a feast like that too if you use Skip the Dishes. I literally wanted to just, like, bring up the app and like order from Skip the Dishes right then and there. That's the freedom you get. That's the freedom you get with Skip the Dishes. You can just, whenever you want, from whatever restaurant you want, it's beautiful. So get $7 off your first order of $15 or more by visiting skipthedishes.com and using the voucher code LFC at checkout. Just make sure to check availability in your city. That's $7 off your first order of $15 or more by visiting skipthedishes.com using the offer code LFC at checkout. Not only is it a great service, but they're sponsoring Big Brother Canada and they're sponsoring RHAP. These are all things that you must love, right? You're listening. If you don't love us, that's fine. But they're cool, these guys. They know who to sponsor. So check them out. Skip the Dishes, the food you want delivered. Let's get back to Melissa and Peely. Yes. Maddie gives a big speech on the eviction chair. Not on the eviction chair, but while she's in the eviction chair, standing in front of it. She had planned this speech out, I think, from before the game even started. She wanted to say this speech when she knew she was going to be going home. She ends up crying through it. Still sad for Maddie. She ends up not saying anything on her way out. She's crying when she talks to Arissa, very emotional. Arissa says she was too loyal. Arissa has more leeway with these exit interviews than I do. I can say that. Yeah.
Would you be allowed to just repeat it?
Literally word for word. I'll just copy
Word exactly for word, just so that she knows exactly, like, that is the truth, that she was too loyal, or she was loyal almost to a fault.
Yeah.
Just leave out the almost, just say you were loyal to a fault.
Yeah, well, so then Maddie leaves. As I said, they're really dragging the footage out, and it's like, all right, here we go. HOH competition time. One of the most important HOHs in terms of like its end game stuff. The competitions matter a whole lot. Let's go into it. Let's see what's going to happen. So let's check in with everyone's family from the East Coast.
Yeah, this is exactly what we want to see.
That was so bizarre.
It was so long. It took very long.
Although I did like seeing Kayla's friends and family, but at the same time, I was just like, this is long. This is, you know, a little too long when we're waiting for an HOH competition.
Yeah, cute segment. Don't get me wrong, but it could have been shorter.
Yeah, and obviously, for any family members that are listening, we have nothing against you guys.
We love seeing that on the show.
Yeah.
But we wish we got to see the winner of the HOH.
Yeah, if they could have showed the winner of the HOH and the family segments, I would be all for it, no problem. But they didn't.
It was just a very weird pacing decision to like have the eviction and then family visit and then HOH competition.
Yeah, jury segment, family segment, eviction. Like they had too much.
It's very strange.
Oh, it was
and also
strange.
To only have two family segments out of the final four.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's like, I mean, I understand that they didn't know exactly like, oh, is Paris going? Is Maddie going? We can't show either of them. But I mean, why did they choose to just show two? I feel like it's unfair. I don't know.
Because they're on the East Coast. They just they probably sent the same film crew.
But that was like, I'm with you, Melissa. They should have just, it's four of them.
Yeah.
It should be a fair game.
Just show four or like, show none.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like the best part of the family segment easily was Will's son, Parker, calling Will out. His dad never wins anything. Beautiful.
That was amazing. That was the highlight of the episode, I think.
Yes, absolutely. And so then we finally do get to the HOH competition. It's the same Final Four HOH competition as previous years. You know, this kind of you get some clues, you have to buzz in with an answer. And we see Paris get 2 points to zero across the board. Paris is in the lead when we cut from the HOH competition, and that's how we end the episode. I don't know why.
Derek buzzed in before when it was the day 55 eviction. Like, why did he buzz in when you know that three people are evicted that time? Like, you know that you should wait until one more clue.
Wait,
he buzzed in early?
Well, he buzzed in and there were three possible answers and they only saw one clue. They could have narrowed it down at least one more, but he didn't. And then Paris got the point.
Yeah, well, by being the first person to buzz in when it's a 1-in-3 shot, he's giving himself the worst odds of getting the answer right, because as soon as he answers, then Will and Paris both have a 50-50 shot.
So Paris got it right, or did she win it by default?
She won it by default, essentially, because both Will and Derek got it wrong.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I missed that.
There were three possible answers. Derek guessed one, Will guessed one, and then the remaining one was Paris guessed it because there was the only one left.
Yep. Gotcha. But that's where the episode ends. So we do know the winner of this HOH. So we will move into spoiler territory now. If you are leaving us, thank you for joining us. We will be, I will be back live tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on the live feeds. I will also have an exit interview with Maddie tomorrow. So that'll be interesting. Look out for that. And then, of course, Monday night, Rob will be live after the episode. And next Thursday, the finale, will be here. We'll talk about it. We'll see what happens. So make sure you tune in for all of that. And make sure you check out the Taran Show with Peely. Lots of fun stuff there as well. All right, but let's get into the spoilers. Let's go. Let's talk about who won this HOH. We've been saying all week long, this was Derek's HOH to win. And Derek did not win this HOH. Paris won this HOH. Oh my, what is happening, Melissa?
All right, so at first I was very upset when I heard that Paris won because it freaked me out a lot until I realized that really it's the veto that matters this week. Because either way, Kayla could have gone home even if Derek was the HOH, if one of the two of them won veto. So it really comes down to whoever wins the veto. And at this point, Kayla has, you've got Derek and Kayla able to play it in the veto, and they have two chances. If one of them wins the veto, then they're good, essentially. So, you know, that it all comes down to the veto. And really, the HOH really doesn't mean anything this week.
She's only secured herself a final three. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah. And honestly, it's a good thing, because this like gives us a much better chance of having Will not in the final three.
Yeah, well, basically, my first reaction was, I think this is the best possible outcome for Kayla, actually. I think this was a better outcome than Derek winning the HOH, because now if either Paris or Will happen to win the final four veto, then that means they have the choice between Derek and Kayla. They have been talking a lot about how Derek is the bigger threat. I think that Paris will definitely evict Derek over Kayla, at least as it stands right now. And if Will has the power, Paris is going to tell him what to do. And she will tell Will to evict Derek over Kayla. I really believe that. And this also means that it's, I think, less likely that Kayla is going to cut Derek in the end. I think that she is scared to go to the final two against Paris. And if she or Derek end up winning the HOA or the veto, then they will evict Will. And that means they're going down to the final three with Paris. I think in that circumstance, Kayla chooses Derek over Paris. And that means I do think she wins the game. So I think this saved her from a lot of potential bad outcomes. And things are looking up for Kayla in my book with this Paris win.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, I want Paris in the final three much more than I want Will in the final three. So this really was a good outcome, because I would love to see Paris, Derek, and Kayla in the final three. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would certainly be better. What do you think, Peely?
Yeah, I think like you mentioned, I think as of right now, Kayla has the best chance of just honestly winning it all, because whoever she goes with to final two, I think she's gonna take it with Paris has had overall a really good, obviously, social game, because with no comp, I mean, she just has one comp win now, but she's played a really good game. And with Derek would be like 50-50, but she still take it. So right now she's sitting in a really good spot, and I honestly would rather see Paris in the final three than than Will. Mm-hmm. I just don't get Will. And like, I'm not saying deserving is not the right word, but he knows what he's doing. It's fine. But he's not playing for himself. He's just not a few weeks ago, he mentioned how he was fine with 20K. Like, he just doesn't care. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't care about the game. He doesn't care about winning. I don't think he cares enough as much as, I mean, do you see Kayla? Do you see Kayla fighting? Do you see Paris? I don't see Will caring enough for the grand prize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a situation like Will was the most likely person to leave. Paris was the most likely person to leave. Will was the least likely person to leave in the final four. And now he is the most likely person to leave, because the unlikely outcome that Paris won the HOH happened, and he's in the hot seat. He is in trouble here. That is the most likely outcome. Thinking about the final four veto competitions that we've had in the past, it's very likely that Derek ends up winning this one. This is the one that tends to be somewhat physical, unless I'm wrong. I think that Derek definitely has the advantage in this competition, but maybe Will could win it. That would be interesting. I do think that Paris sees Derek as more of a threat. She has expressed that she wants to see Kayla leave over Derek, but I think it will be a close call. I think that especially if Derek comes close to winning that veto, I think that they're going to decide to evict Derek over Kayla. But you never know. You never know. And there's one more other kind of little thing that we need to think about here. On the off chance that Kayla wins the veto, we've talked about how she really wants to get to the end with Will because she feels like she has the best shot against Will, that she would cut Derek in order to take Will to the end. If Kayla has the option to cut either Derek or Will, Does she take the shot at Final Four thinking Will is the only person I can beat in the end? If I take Derek in Paris, I don't think I can win. Is that a possibility, Melissa?
I think it's a possibility, but I think it's way too big of a risk. I don't think she'll do it. I think that, you know, because then that's two against one, really. Like, and she would have to win the rest of the stuff in order to make it happen the way she wants to, because she knows that Paris would take Will. Will would take Paris. You know, they're not going to take Kayla. So I really think that that would be just a big mistake for her to cut Derek like that, especially because Derek keeps saying he's going to take her. And I really do believe he's going to take her. I don't think it's one of those situations where it's like, yeah, yeah, I got you. I got you. Like, I really think Derek will take Kayla.
Yeah. Right now there's like, they're not showmans by any means, Paris and Will, but it's like two showmans in the house. These are attached to the hip and these two are attached to the hip. So yes, I feel like Kayla's safest bet right now is to stick with Derek, because whether she decides to cut him or not, when it comes to it, he's going to help her get to the final three at least.
Yeah.
And you know, it'd be interesting though, is if Will gets out this week, then you, me and Brent each have one person left in our draft, I think is pretty cool.
It's true. Which I think is the most likely outcome. And I think that I still think that the most likely outcome is that we're going to see Derek and Kayla both in the final two, especially now that Paris is going to be there in the final three. I think that makes it a lot more likely that that Kayla does not decide to cut Derek over Paris. I think what Kayla will decide at final three is, I think there's a decent chance I lose to both of them. If I'm going to lose to one of them, I'd much rather lose to Derek. And so that's where I feel like she might be thinking. But I do still feel like there will be a part of her, if she wins that Final Four veto, that says, am I cutting off any chance of winning this game if I keep Derek right now over Will, the guy I can beat? And I think there's going to be a decision to be made there. I think that ultimately, I agree. I don't think she'll make the move. I don't think she'll cut Derek at Final Four, just because it's so brutal and so risky. She's like having such a hard time of the thought of doing it at Final Three to begin with, that like doing it at Final Four is just like, that's Dan cutting Shane right there. That's like, that's brutal. But she's going to have to think about it. So, we've got some potentially interesting scenarios heading for us in this veto. I think they're playing veto. No, I think they're doing noms tomorrow and veto. I don't remember.
Yeah, didn't they say there's a Saturday thing going on?
There's a special episode on, is it on Wednesday? No, Saturday.
I think they're taping the Final Four eviction on Saturday.
So they have to do the stuff like...
Yeah, so tomorrow they're doing nominations and veto. Feeds are cutting, I believe, on Saturday. And that's when they're going
to
send...
We won't technically get to... know who won the veto, correct?
I think we will know who won the veto. We won't know who they evicted, yes, because the Final Four evictee will go out to an empty audience, yes, empty studio, and we will not know who left the house until when is the next time they film? I don't know. Did we find out on the finale? I don't remember.
Yes, so there's, she mentioned, and I forget all the dates. There's a special episode, which is, I believe it's Wednesday, because yes, tomorrow everything's going to go down. Tomorrow they're going to do nominations and veto. And then I believe Wednesday, and then on Saturday.
Tomorrow, nominations, veto. I think they're taping the awards. Feeds are going to cut Saturday. Then they're going to do the Final Four eviction. Then on Monday, they're going to air the Final Four HOH. They're going to do the nominations. They're going to do the awards. And then Wednesday is going to be when they air the Final Four eviction. And I believe that's when we find out who was evicted in the Final Four, unless there's some kind of leak beforehand. That's probably when we'll find out. And then Thursday night we'll have the final HOH, and the finale will crown our winner.
I can't believe it's coming up so soon.
This season really flew by.
It really did. I feel like it really flew by. We just got started, I feel.
Well, it could be interesting. Like, we could be sitting through half the week not knowing who gets evicted. Like, we could see a situation where, you know, Paris and Will, you know, like anybody that's saying they know for sure who Paris and Will would evict if they win the veto, I think is a crazy person. I think they're going to be going back and forth just like they did the first time. They're going to be like, wait a minute, but Derek is a bigger threat. But wait a minute, we don't want to see Kayla win the game. But maybe Kayla's the bigger threat. Maybe Will, maybe Derek's better at competitions. They're going to be going back and forth. And we may not even know what they're going to decide.
We regretted saving Kayla last time. Although, look, we're now in the final four.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, so maybe it was a good thing. I don't know.
Johnny wanted Derek out. There was a reason for that, right? Like,
there's so many back and forths, but we won't know until it happens.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, man. So that's... Yeah, that's what we've got for you today. We have a couple questions here. One from Geraldine on Twitter, who wants to know, what's this week's worst possible outcome? This is obviously a very personal question. You're on personal preference here. But I think we know, Melissa, what your worst possible outcome is.
Oh, yeah. My worst possible outcome is a situation where Kayla leaves.
Yeah.
That would just be an absolute nightmare. That would just be so awful. What a terrible ending to a great season.
I agree with you. Like, her game is so respectable. She's played such a good game. And the fact that she's aligned with Derek as a showman, but they're more on the friend side, but whatever that is, she's used him as a shield. Like, she's just played an amazing game. Like, she really... Again, I don't want to use the word deserves, but she really should be the representative of season six, I think.
Oh, totally. Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, it would also be a travesty that we have all these really strong female players, and it would be just absolutely horrible if it comes down to Derek and
Derek
Will.
Taking Will to the end.
Like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
Derek would be a respectable winner. I mean, obviously, I'd prefer Kayla, but Derek would be a respectable winner. But to have it be Derek versus Will as the final two, that would just be so sad. It would just be so sad.
Yeah. I agree. I like them all on a personal level, but yes, I agree.
Yeah.
A girl needs to take this. Even if it's Paris also has played a really good game, like social game. I think she's played a good game. So even whether it's Paris or Kayla, I will be happy.
Yes. I think easily the darkest timeline is we lose Kayla. And then I also think the second darkest would be losing Derek and having Paris and Will in the final.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
Let's just not talk about it.
Honestly, I will say, though, that this season has been such a great season. So fun to watch. Such strong players. So everybody was there to win. I don't feel like anyone... Like, even the people that I was nervous about, like Veronica and those, you know, I was really nervous about her. But she came in ready to win, ready to play. I was very impressed with what she gave us. I mean, it made for great television. And Hamza, I was so nervous about him in the preseason because I was like, he's so dull. Why would they cast him? And he was great. So, I mean, we had a lot of really great characters and really great, solid players. And I loved how it never really got super personal. I felt like I was so just torn apart by Big Brother 19, where everybody was just so hurtful and mean, and there was that bullying culture. It was just awful. But I feel like in this season, there really wasn't any of that bullying. There really wasn't any of that meanness. I didn't feel like there was anything mean.
Minus Paris and Maddie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even then, I don't feel like it was as bad as Big Brother 19. Like Big Brother 19 was just a nightmare. And this one, like, they really didn't get so hurtful. They didn't really dig into people like they did at Big Brother 19. So I really, really loved this season, and I had a great time watching it. And I really hope that the ending lives up to the rest of it.
Doom Tribe in the chat is saying Brent is rooting for a Paris Will final two because that means he wins the draft.
Oh, God.
Brent.
Yeah, now I really don't want it.
Yeah. Forever the heel of the podcast.
How big is this draft? Like, why are you so worried about this?
It's a big deal.
I have only ever lost once, so
never
it's a big deal if I lose.
Who do you have on this one right now?
I have Derek left.
Oh, Taryn. Okay.
I had Johnny.
He has Derek. I have Kayla, and Brent has Will in Paris.
Yeah.
Fair game.
So Cheryl on Twitter wants to know, if Will pulls out a win somehow, will he become the worst North American winner ever?
Oh my god.
I would say no.
I don't think there's like a bad or a good winner. People going into Big Brother, people think if you don't win comms, you're a bad player. If you don't have a social game, you're a bad player. Like Big Brother, that's the beauty of the game. There's so many contents of the game. Like there's social, there's physical, there's like a ton. And people just sometimes see, oh, you're a combis, you deserve to win. Oh, you were a great social player, you deserve to win. No, that's not. If you get to the end, that's for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I will say
the different aspects of it, obviously. I'm not just, you know, There's obviously the floaters, but there's so many different aspects of it that it doesn't make you a bad Big Blood player or a good, like you just played your own game.
Yeah. I feel like it's hard to say that somebody's a bad player if they win the game.
Yes.
Like, obviously, something went right along the way. You can't say that I don't think you could say you're a good player necessarily just because you win. But I feel like if you get to the end and you win, there's got to be something good about your game or something that made the jury want to vote for you. Whether it be they just didn't want to vote for someone else and you didn't do whatever that other person did. Or whatever, but I don't think you're a bad player if you win.
Yeah, and I will say that Will, he was not saved by any twists. He has got that going for him. He certainly didn't need to win any competitions to get where he got. If he ends up winning, and so like those two things alone put him above a decent portion of North American winners. So as much as, you know, we don't like the spineless kind of gameplay, if he wins, it ends up being somewhat effective. So you can't really argue against that.
God, I'm already imagining like a finale podcast where we're like, you know, you have to commend him because he did stuff and we're like rewriting the rest of the season. Like, well, if you'll remember, Will did talk to, we're like, can't think of anything. I really hope that's still
pretty bad. Still pretty low on the rankings here. Sometimes like the questions, they make you feel like they make the listeners feel like we're is Will the worst winner? Then it ends up us like defending Will's game when that is not what.
If you ask us,
is Will a bottom tier winner? Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. It depends on the question here.
I feel if we're ranking for the final four, if we're saying what tier they are, I feel like Will is a bottom tier winner. I feel like Paris maybe mid tier. And I feel like Derek and Kayla are probably like Derek's a little higher and then Kayla's top tier. That's my opinion.
Depends on how you define top, but yeah,
not like Dan, Will, whatever. I mean, like there's like a chunk and then like a chunk in the top.
Especially for Big Brother Canada. There definitely be discussion, John or Kayla, I think, in terms of, you know, the combination of, social play and competition play. But man, I will say, Peely, if they keep these competitions the same, I think we have to start reevaluating Kevin's game.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yes.
And I think a Dayla finale, final two, I mean, would be epic. And I wonder if that were the case, I wonder if Derek would like not have the balls, but like be able to campaign, like to do his final speech against Kayla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I really wonder, sorry
to keep cutting you off, but I totally agree with you. I think you're absolutely right. I think it's totally possible that we could see Derek being like, look, Kayla and I were a team. We got here together. We worked together and look where we are. And then like Kayla does hers and she's like, these are the things I did. Yeah. These are the things he didn't do. Like I could absolutely see that happening because he does think of them as like a team and that we got here together. And, you know, while he did win certain competitions, so did she. So he doesn't really have a lot that he can use on his own that he did. And I don't think he would even think to do that. I think he'd be like, look where we are. We're the showmans and we got here together.
Well, I mean, I do think he has things like,
Yeah,
he does, but I just don't think he would use them against Kayla. Exactly, the way he sees the game, like, yes, we did it together. We're playing it together. There's only one winner, Derek.
Yeah. And I feel like the thing that separates them the most is Kayla's knowledge of the game, because she knows the things that she can point out. She's been keeping track of them all season long of like, well, I was the reason that we were close to Allie and Liv. I was the reason that we had Paris on our side. I was the person that got you close to Erica. Derek has those things. Derek has saved them multiple times as well. I think they've both been equal contributors to their success in the game, but I don't think Derek can point out the moment. I was the reason that Hamza didn't put us up. I was the I kept us safe when I won this competition, and like so on and so forth. I think Derek knows about the competitions, but I don't think he has as much awareness of like what he was doing socially as Kayla does. Like, she knows exactly the moves that she made.
Yeah. And I think it's also like, if you were to ask Derek, okay, point out these exact moments where you helped in this situation or whatever, I think he could absolutely do it. I think he could point it out, but I don't think in the moment during a final speech that he, or even during the questioning, I don't think he's going to be able to just like know that those are important things to bring up and those are things you have to say.
That and going against like campaigning or pitching against Kayla, I just don't think he would be able to do that. According to what he's shown us on the show, right, on the episodes, I just don't, like, he's just taking it so personal, which is fine, but in his brain, in his mind, it's not a game, it's life, right? So I don't think he could take away the win from Kayla.
And I mean, honestly, like, if he goes out there and does this super impressive speech where he, like, you know, discusses all the various moves he made and why he should win over Kayla, I would be very impressed. It would be awesome.
I mean, the one thing I think he's talked about before and that might be effective is he talks about how he used Kayla as a shield in front of him, that she was this person who knew a lot about the game and he knew she would be a target in front of him. And that tracks as far as like that's probably what they will be saying in the jury house on like the round table. But the problem is that it lacks specifics. And I think that's what we're talking about. And I don't think that Derek has specifics for why he's better than Kayla. And I think that Kayla does have specifics. And I think that's one of the reasons why Kayla would probably edge out the victory. And you have to imagine also one of the questions has to be, Kayla, would you have cut Derek?
Yeah.
If he ends up taking her there. Or even just, were you willing to cut Derek? And if Kayla says yes, and Derek is like, what?
You know, yeah.
In Survivor, when that was, you know, Steven and JT, that worked in JT's favor when he was like, what, you would have cut me? Unbelievable. But I don't think it will play to this jury. I think that this jury wants to see blood. And I think that they would not respect it if Derek was genuinely hurt by that. I do think that Kayla will be able to beat Derek in the end. But
if we can get there.
Yes.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
One more question as we start to wrap this up from Patricia. Is it Paris's best bet to take Derek to final two if Kayla leaves at final four? Should Paris take Derek to the end instead of Will? Probably not.
I think if it comes down to her picking it, I don't think she should do that because I think Will would be really upset. And I don't think Will would vote for her.
A, that, and B, she would definitely have a way better shot against Will versus than Derek.
Yeah, I mean, definitely think people would vote for Derek over her.
A Paris Will final two. I think Johnny votes for Will. Liv might vote for Paris. She might be persuaded to Will, depending on how much she listens to Allie and Johnny. I think Allie votes for Will. Ryan votes for Paris. Maddie votes for Paris. I think that Derek and Kayla vote for Paris. So I do think that Paris has a good shot of beating Will. Whereas if she's up against Derek, I think that Johnny, Liv, Allie, all three of them vote for Derek. Maybe Ryan votes for Paris there, but then you've got Kayla voting for Derek. You've got, you know, it's that, and I think then right there is enough. You've got four right there. So I do think that if Paris has the choice, she needs to be there with Will.
Yep, definitely.
All right. So we need a hashtag for this episode. I saw way back when hashtag silly production. I liked that one. I've also for the record, Will was a pretty good one. So let me know in the chat if you like either of those. Do you guys have any final thoughts before we wrap this? Any final thoughts, Peely, to talk about the season?
Great season. I've enjoyed it. I told you this 1,000 times. I told myself I wasn't watching Life Feeds ever again, and I've been glued to them. They've been so good and entertaining. Great season. Love doing the podcast, and because that's all I talk about this 3 months, literally, at work. Kevin is like sick of it, hearing it. I talked to game with Kevin more than I ever did in our season, so that speaks a lot. And yeah, loved every bit of it. Hopefully it's a good finale. I mean, it has to be, but hopefully we get a really good deserving winner. That's all I'm praying for.
Definitely. Yes. I love how Kevin's like, Peely, just go on the podcast and talk to them.
Literally though. That's exactly what happened. Because like, he'll ask me a question or whatever. And I'm like, did you see what happened last night? Or did you, can I tell you? Like, it's literally all I talk about.
Oh,
he's
my God.
So sick of it already.
Yeah. We have a lot of hashtag candidates here, but I think we should go with silly production. Yeah. Make sure, again, you check out my interview with Peely on The Taran Show, released just today. Very fun stuff. Make sure you check it out. And of course, we got the live feed update tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. We've got the X interview tomorrow, Rob live on Monday. Peely, is there anything that people should check out of yours?
Social media, any social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. There's going to be a lot of like social media, like Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter going on during the finale. Kevin and I are taking off to Toronto tomorrow for like 10 days for all the festivities. So that's going to be fun. There's going to be a lot going on. So check the social media out and keep up with it. Keep,
done.
Okay, where can people follow you on Twitter, Peely?
So Peely_Niemer, I believe it is. Pilara, right. Niemer.
Yes.
Just my name.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taran, and you can follow Melissa at It's Melissa with 3 A's. And for Peely and Melissa, I am Taran Armstrong. Hashtag silly production. We'll see you next time.